Good morning. We're learning Chayyadim Klal Yotes. We're in Siman Aleph. We left off yesterday discussing what is this definition, or about to discuss, what is this definition of 10 people davening together. Now, there are some which understand the Chayyadim, that the point he's saying is the following. And again, we're going to give the contrast and then see the point that they're suggesting that he's saying. The halacha is, if you have 10 people davening, you have 10 people in a room, and you want to have a what's called a bona fide minyan, which means you have shilush or nesri and a chazaras shatz. You can't have just 10 people in the room. You have to have a certain amount of people davening. So the number for that purpose is 6 people. If 6 of the 10 people are davening, even if 4 of them are not davening, so since majority of this minyan is davened together, so there's a din of chazaras shatz. If, however, there's only 5 people davening, there's no din of chazaras shatz. So the definition of that they're called a group davening together, which therefore there's a Tekanas Chazal of repeating Shemoneh Esrei, only is when you have a majority of your minyan. You do not need 10 people davening to create this status of minyan, to have a din of Chazar Shashatz. So what about this Milo Tefillah B'Tzibur? So we see that it's called a Tzibur to generate Aloch of Chazar Shashatz, with 6 people of the 10 davening. If you have 10 people which each one davened separately and they get together for minyan afterwards, so they can't say chazar sashatz, because there was no tzibur davening beforehand, there's no tekanim chazar sashatz in the situation. In that situation, if one of the people had not davened, he could say out loud what we call the hoicha kedusha. It's its own personal Shemoneh Esrei, and he's saying the first part of it out loud, and they'd be able to say kedusha in that situation. But there's no chazar sashatz unless you have a tzibur davening together, which is defined as 6. Now, the language of the Chayyadim says you should have 10 people davening together. It sounds like you're saying over here you need 10 people davening together, not 6 is enough. There are some who therefore learn that the Chayyadim's point is that is true, that for the halacha of Chazar Sashatz, 6 people davening out of the 10 is sufficient. But for the mile of Tefillah B'Tzibur that you get, that Hashem promises that He will listen to your tefillah, that you need all 10 people davening together. And therefore they suggest, based on this Chayyadim, if you have, let's say, davening chakras, and some people are ahead and some people are behind, and the Chazan gets to Tehillos, or to Shir HaKadosha, or to Tzur Yisrael, he should look around and see how many people are ready to daven Shemoneh Esrei. Well, there's only 6 people, 7 people ready to daven Shemoneh Esrei. He should wait until there's going to be, himself included, 10 people ready to start Shemoneh Esrei. Everybody should wait. And, so, and then we get 10 people which are ready. But then together, they will start together Shemoneh Esrei together. That's called the Tefillah B'Tzibur in regards to the advantage of the Tefillah being accepted. And they learn it based on this Chayyadim. And then based on that, they say Mishnah Berurah quotes this Chayyadim. The Mishnah Berurah holds so as well. Diane Weiss disagrees, Rabbi Yamin Zilber disagrees, and others disagree. He says historically in Klai, so there was never such a hakpada, that you need dafka 10 people davening together starting at the same time. You have people davening, some are ahead, some are behind, and they get to Shemoneh Esrei, as long as you have 6 people getting to Shemoneh Esrei at the same time, and there's 10 people in the room, that's called Tefillah B'Tzibur. The language of the Chayyadim. The Chayyadim is not a rishon, they say. His point over here is not to stress 10 starting together versus 6 starting together. His point is to stress people davening together as opposed to just saying Kaddish Kedusha Baruch. So that's not his goal. So his goal is not, he's not using the Lashon, when I say 10 people davening together, I mean as opposed to 6 of the 10 starting at that point in time. That's not his point. His point is, don't think the purpose is Kaddish Kedusha and Baruch. They miyachas this diuk to the Brisker Rav. So it's interesting that one of the Brisker Rav's big Talmidim, the Emek Bracha, raises the question. He says he's not found a makor for this idea of you need to have 10 people davening together. It's not mentioned anywhere. It's not mentioned anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. The first source is going to be a Chayyadim saying this without bringing any source to that, and the Shabur quoting the Chayyadim and saying that's clearly what he means. He says you can't do that. We cannot create such a requirement. So we could argue possibly if a person wants to be makbid on that, then maybe there is some mila to that, and you're in a tzibur which is makbid on that. But they say that that's a required halacha, and they're created tzibur, people who need to go to work and people go get on with their day. and make them wait because they have a minyan mitzumtzum, and one guy came in late and he's still holding a psukah d'zimra. I'm going to make everybody wait for 5 minutes until he gets to Shemoneh Esrei. I don't think that that's correct, that we should do that. And we should line the Ikra Din that as long as there is going to be a minyan of people who are davening in the room, and there's six which are studying Shemoneh Esrei together, that it's sufficient to give it the mild tefillah b'tzibur, that the person's tefillah will be in his kabbal, b'ezras Hashem, l'rotzo, and the Barshim's promise that a tefillah b'tzibur Hashem is kaber lo yimas. Okay, b'ezras, we will go weiter tomorrow, finish off this simon, and move on to the next point, which he wants to say in this simon. But meanwhile, have a good day.